It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. It's Brock and Hunter.
Podcast. Time.
Is that our song?
That's our new time. That's our new song.
Yeah. I like it.
It's podcast time.
Podcast.
This might be our last podcast.
That's probably it. They're going to listen to it and be like, nope, this was a bad idea. It's a bad idea. All right, so I wanted to talk about this. You know, we're pretty much halfway through the football season.
Yeah.
We got playoffs coming up. It'll be here before we know it. And then obviously the Super Bowl. Now, It seems like a ways away, but they're already talking about it. Now, it has just been announced that there's going to be a 3-day music festival leading into the Super Bowl.
Really?
That's right. It's a music festival in Atlanta. And on day one, it's got Ludacris, Migos, Little Yachty.
What?
Little Yachty and a DJ set by Little John.
Oh, there we go. So he actually played at a Lions game a few weeks back.
Yeah.
Dude, Little John brings the heat, man.
Does he? Day two is headlined by Aerosmith, and day three has Bruno Mars and Cardi B. So what do you think about this? I feel like it's just another money grab.
So it's a 3-day festival leading up to Super Bowl. Is the festival in the actual venue where they play the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's at the it says is in Atlanta. It's not sure.
Is it in Atlanta Stadium? Is that where the Super Bowl is?
Yeah, the actual Super Bowl is in Atlanta this year. Yeah.
I think it's a good idea as long as if it's in the actual stadium, I think it's going to be torn apart. A 3-day festival. Have you ever seen like after videos?
Oh, it's terrible.
Of festivals, people are terrible.
Yeah, yeah. And
they leave their tents. They leave chairs. Everything.
But maybe it won't be as bad if it's like in. I have a feeling it'll be in the stadium.
Yeah.
And you got Maroon 5 doing the halftime show. I am a firm believer that the halftime show is a waste. Mm-hmm. I think it's stupid. It's never a decent act. I mean, Prince crushed it. Tom Petty was awesome. But it's like it's always just pop and just boring.
You know,
boring.
You got to see Janet Jackson's boob because of a halftime show.
I mean, that wasn't that good.
Yeah.
It was all right.
It was kind of a floppy
boob. I mean,
boob.
As a kid or a young man, I was like, oh, yeah, pretty cool. But is there even any tapes around anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. They burn those. But I just feel like this is just another money grab for the NFL, for all the people involved. Oh, yeah. Just a way. I mean, and the tickets for this are probably going to be crazy expensive. So I don't know.
It's going to be a serious cleanup. That's what I'm predicting.
Can we just focus on the game?
Yeah.
Can we just focus on the Green Bay Packers winning their Super Bowl?
I knew that was coming.
Did you know it?
You know,
with the GOAT, Aaron Rodgers.
You guys got to win out to even have a chance.
We're going to. It's going
to
be great.
So. You're so confident.
I'm going to make you get a Green Bay Packer tattoo they win the Super Bowl.
Hey, you know what? If Green Bay wins, I'll get a Green Bay tattoo.
Are you serious?
I will.
Oh.
I will.
This is a legally binding verbal contract right now.
I will get a Green Bay tattoo if they win.
I like it.
But.
What?
But.
What?
If Patriots win.
The Patriots win?
You got to get a...
You got to get
a number 12 tattoo, and under it has to say the GOAT.
That's fine.
But it's got to be blue.
Oh, it's got to be blue. Damn it. I was thinking,
had me for a second.
Yeah, yeah. What if I get TBGOAT? So Tom Brady, GOAT. How about that?
That's cool.
Yeah, just letters.
That's cool.
And can I get it in Chinese letters so people don't know?
No, here's what it is. You can either get... here's the catch.
All right, what's the catch?
You got to get it on your lower back.
Oh, I got to get a GOAT tramp stamp?
Yep.
Damn it.
Yep, spring break 02, bro.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
in Chinese lettering, it'd be great. It'd be great. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it's become so much more. It's not so much about the game anymore. It's so much about the commercials and the entertainment around. And it's like, I just feel like it's too much.
Yeah.
And Super Bowl tickets, dude, it pisses me off how expensive they are.
Yeah, $8,000 to $10,000, right?
For me, like, if the Green Bay Packers ever go again in my lifetime, which I'm sure they will, I would love to go see them.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to cough up, even for nosebleeds, I'm not going to cough up the $5,000.
It's insane. You know what you're crazy about that, too, is you get a better viewing experience watching it at home.
Yeah.
You get a nosebleed for $5,000, you're not going to see the game.
No, you're going to be
watching it on the TV anyway.
On the big screen up there. Yeah. And that's why I think it's so ridiculous, and really so many sporting events. And I'll admit, the Packers tickets, those are not cheap.
Not cheap.
I just bought some, and mine aren't that great of seats. I mean, they're not bad, but I'm still paying $150 a piece.
Yeah, and you're going to go see them in December, too.
Yeah.
You're paying a good chunk of money to go freeze your ass off.
And that's not
to support
including
your team.
That's not including parking and food and drinks and everything. So I feel like there's the if I was president of the United States, I would put a cap. I'd be like, no, this is all you can charge. Yeah. This is it. Yeah. This is it.
You know?
The fact that the Lions charge anything over $10 a ticket is baffling.
Seriously,
to me.
Though. Parking is going to get you, man. You know that, right?
Yeah.
When we went to the Michigan game a couple weeks back.
Actually, didn't I tell you what I'm doing?
$60.
Dude, did I tell you what I'm doing? Oh. I'm spending a little bit more. $90 a piece for Kiki and myself.
Uh-huh.
So $180.
You ritzy bitch.
But we're taking we get a coach bus up to the game, tailgate with free brats, free beer, free everything. And then ride back.
Taking the bus, huh?
Taking the bus, man. So I don't need to drive. I don't need to park. And honestly, the bus ride itself is only $60 a piece. You tack on another $30 a piece. But, dude, unlimited brats for 3 hours, beer for 3 hours. Yeah. I get to tailgate. Dude.
Bus rides scare me.
They scare you.
Have you seen the movie Speed?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Don't you understand, Brock?
Are you some kind of damn moron?
Yes. Damn it, Hunter.
Damn it, Hunter. All right, but yeah, so that's going on, and I'm sure it'll be packed, and people be all over the place.
Super Bowl time, man! It's gonna be a good one this year.
Cashing checks. Mm-hmm. All right, that's gonna do it. I'm not even gonna fix this in post. Whatever, I'm gonna leave it.
Yep.
You're getting what you get, folks.
That's right.
They should have us as the halftime show.
Oh, yeah.
It's up there telling jokes for half an hour.
You want half the stadium to leave? That's how you do it.
It'd be great.
What are these guys fumbling through this halftime?
This is terrible. we paid to see this?
What's going on?
This is awful. All right. We'll see you guys next time on the Plan B After Show podcast. Bye.